time, but we are so blessed to have all of this going on at once. And we're just plain blessed. So we are glad to be right here a part of this radio station. All right, got that in. It's a joy to be able to do that Go Yard show Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on this radio station, tantalknetwork.com globally, and also 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM, and then 3 a.m. stations. So five stations in the Tampa Bay area. So what a blessing. So if you just joined us, you're in the second hour of this Living the Good Life show today. And there's been a whole lot of tears because the Holy Spirit is moving mightily in this show today. And we're glad you tuned in. Call a friend or text a friend and ask them to join us because there's much more to come here. God is moving. We are in Genesis 15 and talking about the times when it seems like we're not seeing the answer that God has promised us. And Betty, I want to get back to you after we just played that song, God Will Make a Way Where There Seems to Be No Way. We gave you no time to respond because we had to get up to the top of the hour. But I want you to be able to speak freely what you feel here.
Well, I believe that, you know, in those times, you know, that God will find a way is that he's our shield.
Amen. He shields
us from so much, I think, and spares us so much grief and so much pain that we really don't realize what he does do for us on a daily basis. And I think that that's where prayer and praise comes into play.
Yes.
Is that, you know, even though maybe we don't see it, we need to thank him for all that he does do for us that we have no idea what he's doing.
Right.
And that's for the plans for our life, because he knows that he has the plans for us.
Yeah, he does.
We may not know what they are. It's just amazing what God has done over the years in my life. I've seen what he's done in your life, Pastor, and I've also seen what God has done in Nan's life.
Yes.
And he's giving us such a platform of praise for him is that we just can't do it enough. It's endless. It's boundless. And he's just such a giving God, and we have so much to be thankful for.
Oh, we really do. We really do. One of the things I am very thankful for, anytime God starts a new branch of our ministry, I get so excited because Beacon of Hope is in our 16th year. We celebrated our 15th anniversary this past year. That's right. We're in our 16th year, which is hard to believe. I pastored the church where I met you, Betty, up in Indiana, Cornerstone Ministry, for 7 years to the day. And that was back in 85 to late 91, early 92. And God just did some mighty things up there, which that's a story for another time. But we had some amazing, amazing services, didn't we, Betty, back in the day?
Oh, my, yes. I think I told many people this, that it was because of the ministry through Cornerstone that changed my life, and it was through the hand of God that did it, and I am so blessed to have been able to be a part of it. It set us all on a new path. It sent us, you know, maybe some of the way may have been rocky for some of us at that point. You know, we finally got together and realized that God did have a purpose for us to be together at that point in time.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And all kinds of doors opened for ministry. It was in that year of 1991 that we took the group to Honduras, and that international ministry began again. And, oh, just so much. Nan, I'd like for you to mention, because I started this conversation getting ready to talk about the Facebook Live, which we do on Wednesday nights. Would you just tell our audience about that and why we're doing it and how they can access it? And they can access it right now, actually.
They can indeed. It's just another branch of the ministry of Beacon. And it allows people who can't be there on a Wednesday night service because they live five states away. They can, you know,
or five blocks away.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but they can listen, and it's kind of like a recap of what is taught on Wednesday night.
Right.
And it's just great. I mean, you fit in there perfect with the timing. It's usually about 15 minutes long.
Right.
Live on Facebook. You can go and look at it later if you want to. You do a hashtag every Wednesday night, and you say what that was going to be. But it's a great, great ministry. And a lot of people are hitting on it and being blessed by it.
Yes.
Because they're listening to it. I would encourage anybody to, I mean, it's exciting to be there when it's being recorded live, you know.
It's kind of fun. We usually have well over 100, and a lot of times several hundred people viewing. This last one was hashtag believe to receive. So you can go look it up on Facebook. The one before that, hashtag God said it. Betty, do you want to comment on that Facebook before we get to this next song?
Well, I believe that, you know, through social media, that we, that the church is able to reach out in far more direction than what some ministries can do. I believe it's a part of the Harvest Hands.
Yes.
That Beacon stands for.
Right.
And we just came about it a different, you know, through a different avenue. And I believe that, you know, that the people that view it are viewing it for a reason. I believe that the views, that it's helping people. I believe that it's helping to reach people that might never, you know, they may never have a television, but they sure have a cell phone, or they
right.
have a computer.
True.
And they're able right. to tap into what God has for them through these Facebook posts. I think they're absolutely fantastic. And when they buffer, it's like, okay, come on, phone, let's buffer through this. It seems like last 2 weeks, you know, Satan doesn't want these to go out.
Yeah, we had some technical problems for a few weeks there. Oh, my gosh.
And the critiquing of these shows has just been astronomically. last week's show was just, I mean, it was top-notch. And I encourage the listeners to tap into Facebook and listen to these shows, because I think they will be blessed.
Yes, last week, hashtag believe to receive, T-O, believe to receive. The week before that, hashtag God said it. And there's so many. There's hashtag blame game. There's hashtag wonder bread. I could go on and on. I think we've got 16 or more. Maybe I have to count them up, but we've got quite a few. We started mid-January. So check it out, or go to my page, Marcia McAllister Post, or Beacon of Hope Ministries Posts, and you will find them there. I love this song. It is one of my favorites. I have a lot of favorites. This one by CC Winans, His Strength is Perfect, because we sure need it so many times. This is not also designed to get you two crying. Amen.
Through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness He is there to let me know His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. Carry us
Praise God. Yes, he will. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Whatever's going on in your life today, God wants to remind you that his strength will see you through. One of the promises that we gave on our Facebook post, not this past week, but the week before, was I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's Philippians 4:13. And so often we don't feel that we have the strength to get through the situation we're in, but God will give us that strength. In Genesis chapter 15, we see that Abram is taken outside and he looks at the stars and God says, look up, count the stars, count your descendants. You're going to have a big family, Abram. And in verse 6 of Genesis 15, and he believed God. God declared him set right with God, which God declared him righteous. Okay, righteous doesn't mean we're perfect and that we haven't sinned. Righteous means we're okay with God. We're set right with God. And how are we set right with God? When we believe that what he tells us is going to happen. When we believe that when it says in the scripture in Romans 10, that if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, that God raised Jesus from the dead, when you ask God to forgive you from your sins and you say, Lord, come into my heart, that he does that when we can hang on to his promises, that it is a matter of believing. And some of you out there may be saying, it's too easy just to say, all I have to do is believe. Well, believing really means that you believe. I mean, believe that God's going to do what he says to you, that he's told you. So talk to us about it, Nan. It's not a matter of, okay, I choose to believe and then the anxiety starts and I've lost my faith and my confidence. Remember, I said this past Wednesday night. It's a quote from Graham Cook. Faith and anxiety cannot be in the same place at the same time. You choose which one you want to walk with.
You do. What came to my mind is you have faith and you believe and you trust God.
Right.
Then the anxiety starts trying to come in. And I know my job, that has happened to me. And we'll take a break. I'll take a break. If I can't take a break, I just right there at my desk, okay, God, I trust you, I trust you, I trust you. But if I can take a break, I take a break and I walk around and I praise his name. And I praise him that he has the answer. I praise him that he has the strength. I praise him that he's working all things together for my good. I praise him. And you know that anxiety leaves? That anxiety leaves because I am praising God. I am praising God. He is going to work all things together for my good.
Right.
I am praising God. The anxiety goes away,
yes.
And I can go back and do my job.
Yes. Right on. Talk to us, Betty. Faith and anxiety cannot stay in the same place, same time. And you know what? This show's going in a different direction, and that's okay. We're just following what God's doing here. So go ahead, Betty.
It always kind of seems to go that way, doesn't it? When the Holy Spirit says, come this way, come this way.
We're going to obey, Betty. We're going to obey. We don't have an agenda. We don't have a... we have a general idea. I always send you guys an email the day before, and we have a general idea where we're going, but... I thank God that these shows are all led of the Holy Spirit, because then we know it's good quality programming straight from the throne of God. Woo! That just blesses me.
I mean, it just, you tap into the power source.
Amen.
You have that, there may be a tug of war going on between the fear and the trust, the faith and the fear, but you're right. I mean, you are right on when you say we have a choice. If you prefer to sit in agony, if you prefer to sit feeling defeated,
right?
If you have the, you just don't have enough to say, help me, that's all it takes. And then it just, it's almost like a rush.
Yeah.
From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, you feel something just come over you and
right.
You say, oh, I did that years ago, and I said, I don't want any part of it because I chose to be victorious. I chose to be an overcomer.
Amen.
And the only way I could do that was through the blood of Jesus Christ. And when you make up your mind that you want to be the warrior that God wants you to be,
right,
it doesn't mean that we're not going to have those tumultuous times where we're going to be pulled in so many different directions. It's like what Nan said about work. What I sometimes face at work with just individuals, period, is that when you leave that environment and you go to a place of seclusion, or you go to your car, you go out to a picnic table, and you can release that anxiety, fear, and replace it with praise and saying, thank you, God, for getting me out of there just for a few minutes. I really need to talk to you right now.
Right.
And I need you to help me, you know, instill in me that, you know, I am the victorious one.
Woo.
I am the person that you chose to be in this position because you have something for me. You want my hands here. You want my feet walking. You want my mouth talking. What you want me to say, what you want me to do. Now give me the strength to do it.
Exactly.
And I mean, you can, and it's like Nan says, you can walk back in. You're totally refreshed. It's
right.
Just like you went through a spring shower when you were just, you know, your temperature was 103 and you walked through this mist and it came back to 98.7.
Yes.
That's what God does.
Yes.
That's how God refreshes us. He renews us daily.
And
He gives us what we need.
Yes, he does. And it's so amazing that this is the God Almighty that lives within us by the power of his Holy Spirit, and that he's living in there all the time. He is a breath away. All you have to do is say his name, Jesus, and he's right there. You don't even have to say his name, Jesus. Just start talking to him. He is right there. I think we're shifting gears to talk about this covenant relationship that God has with us. And we are in Genesis 15. We're really not shifting gears. We're just amplifying on what we've been saying this whole show. Because Abram, in verse 8, God says, I'm the same God that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans. And I love it in Spanish, Ur de los Caldeos. But anyway, in verse 8, Abram says, Master God, how can I know this, that it'll all be mine? How am I going to know? You promised me, you've taken me out, you've shown me the stars. How can I know? And God says, you know what? I am about to do something that you will never forget. And in verse 9 of Genesis 15, he says, bring me a heifer, a goat, a ram, all of them 3 years old, a dove and a young pigeon. So God asks for 5 items. Okay, 5 is the number of grace in the word of God. So Abram goes and brings all these animals. And then God tells him to split them down the middle, lay it out in halves, one on each side, but not the birds. Don't split the birds. And he does this. And the vultures started to come, and Abram was shooing the vultures away. But as the sun went down, as so often happens in all of us, there are times that we just feel like a deep depression or anxiety comes over us. We've all had those times. Abram was not exempt from that. It happened to him as they're going through this little exercise that God ordained. A deep sleep came over Abram, and then a sense of dread, dark, and heavy. I don't know about you two, but I've had those kinds of things happen where it just seemed like, oh my, nothing's going to work out. Nothing. God has forgotten me. I am alone. I'll never see the promises. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Just say amen, because I know you're out there. And God,
amen.
Yep, there you go. And God said to Abram, know this. Okay, now, when did God talk here? He says, I want you to know this. Okay, Abram had fallen into a sleep, but he was in a deep depression right here. And he said, know this. Your descendants will live as outsiders in a land not theirs. They'll be enslaved and beaten down for 400 years. We know that happened. And remember, all the children of Israel had become slaves in Egypt. Then I'll punish their slave masters. Your offspring will march out of there loaded with plunder. We know God did that too. As the children of Israel in the book of Exodus are being led out after this 430 years, as they're being led out of there, people are just giving them all their belongings. They're giving them jewelry and silver and gold. They're just they're just throwing all this at them. And he says, you'll have a long and full life, die a good and peaceful death, because Abram was going to die prior to all this happening, because this happened in the days of Moses in the book of Exodus, the beginning of Exodus. And it says, this will happen on the fourth generation. And then I love this in verse 17, the sun was down, it was dark. A lot of times we feel that the sun is down in our lives and it's very dark. God brought a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch. And a flaming torch is always indicative of the presence of God, like the burning bush for Moses. And he moved between these split carcasses, okay? What God was saying was, you are represented by one of these halves and me by the other. I am with you right here. When God made a covenant with Abram, he said, I'm giving this land to your children from the Nile to the river Euphrates and all of this. And this was a picture for Abram to remember of God moving between these carcasses. And God was saying, I am reminding you, I am your covenant-keeping God, and this was the covenant, the promise he was making. Woo, I love this. Talk to us, Betty, and then we'll go to Nan on her, this covenant-keeping God concept.
Well, I think that God gives us those moments that is burned within the memories, within our mind, within our spirit. And once you have had a vision or a dream or someone has given you a word from the Lord, it's something that you don't file it away and never remember it again. It's something, it's like, oh, remember when, you know, Pastor, you know, gave me a word, or Nan gave me a word, or Becky or Pastor Jim.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that God wants you to know.
Yes, and remember.
And remember. And I think that that's the covenant. That's the covenant that God made with Abram.
Yes.
Is that he wanted him to know that, you know, the ultimate, I can't think of the word. We used to do it in children's church. It was that, you know, the colors that you mix together makes purple.
Right.
It's just one of those things where he's trying to get your attention, and he wants you to know, I love you. I'm setting you apart from the rest.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, even in the dark and dreary times of our life,
right,
it could be when the sweetest sensation of God's presence comes into our life at the hardest times in our life.
Right. And
there's a gentleman that was in, that we're friends with on Facebook, is that he lost his wife in a head-on collision.
Oh.
But God saved him.
Oh.
And he didn't understand at first, why did you take her and not me?
Right.
And I don't know if he's gotten an answer to that yet, but so many people have encouraged him to say, hold on, because God has something good for you. Now you have a guardian angel. And that's where he said, I have to have faith in God. I have to be able to trust him. And even though there is a grieving time that he will go through, but, you know, it's those memories, it's those things that God doesn't want us to forget.
Mm-hmm.
That he is still, and I emphasize this with, you know, two fingers, whatever you want to do, God is in control. God
Amen.
Was in control over Abram.
Right.
God was in control over the children of Israel. God is in control over my life, and he is control over your life, precious listener,
mm-hmm.
is that we can't give up. Don't give up. Don't give the devil the opportunity to keep you down, to hold you down, so that you cannot be blessed by God, because he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you abundantly.
Amen. Amen. When we talk about this covenant-keeping God that we serve, this blood that was spilled in these five animals represents and reminds us of the blood of Jesus that would later be spilled for us, which is his covenant, his promise to us that we could have forgiveness for sin, that we could walk in newness of life, that he would be with us through every step of the way, every step of the way. I feel really impressed to play this song. Wasn't what I was going to do, but we're going to do it. Draw Me Close. And I believe that for every one of us, this should be our prayer. Draw me close, my God. Draw me close to you right now. That's what he wants to do. He wants you to be close to him. Get your prayer
never
today.
Let me go. I lay it all down again. Oh, oh. To hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will. Nothing else can take your place. Oh, no, no. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
This is for somebody out there. Receive it and ask God to draw you to him. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. That's our prayer. That is our prayer. Talk to us, Nan. Draw me close to you. That's what we want. We need him. We have to have him. We need to be reminded how much we need him, you know?
without him, there's a Christian friend of mine at work, and we communicate outside of the office, and we're good friends. And we, as recent as of this past week, we were talking, and so she's going through some pretty heavy stuff right now with one of her children and everything. And we talked about, we don't know how people do it without God's help.
Right.
You know, even what we're facing at the office, and it affects her too, what's going on. We don't know how people face life issues without God's help. We just reiterate
so
sometimes.
True,
just
isn't
we
it?
Don't know how people they
Life's
face the
hard.
same things that we face, and they're challenging and they're difficult. But God sees us through. We don't know how people without God in their life do it.
Exactly, I totally agree with you. And let's go over to Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 for a moment, because this kind of brings that whole concept up. And why it's so important that we would play a song, Draw Me Close to You, because, you know, God's word says in James 4, 7 and 8, draw close to God and he will draw close to you, you know. And when we sing a song or pray, Lord, you draw me close to you. He does that through circumstances. He does that in ways that you just don't expect sometimes. Hebrews 12, 1, and then we'll go to Betty. Do you see what this means? All of these pioneers, because Hebrews 11, the chapter right before this, is what we call the Hall of Faith. And it's all of these people that believed God, and so many. I mean, just read Hebrews 11. That's your assignment. That's your homework. You'll love it. It means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra, I'm in the Message Bible, no extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way. Cross, the shame, whatever, and now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Talk to us, Betty, because we all get those times where we are discouraged and we need to go back over the life of Jesus and what he went through for us.
You know, it's amazing how God gives you the same, almost the same scriptures, because I was, as that song was playing, I went to Hebrews 10, 22.
Okay. And I was there too. Go ahead.
Hebrews 10, 22.
Yeah.
So this is the Message Bible.
Right.
So let's do it. Full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out.
Amen.
Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep
yes,
us going.
Yes. Yes.
He always keeps his word. Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out, not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching.
Amen.
And in the NIV, it says, let us draw near to God with
yes.
a sincere heart.
Amen.
And with the full assurance that faith brings.
Right.
And, you know, that to me right there, I mean, that's just one scripture that can take a downtrodden person into a victory lap.
Amen. Woo, yes.
It can bring them back to reality to uh-huh. say, you know, I didn't think I needed God through all of this, but you know what? That one scripture that lady read on the radio, that really hit home with me. Or a scripture
Amen.
That Nan read. Or scripture that you have given us time mm-hmm. after time after time is encouragement. And I encourage Nan right now to be what God has called you to
Amen,
be.
Amen, Nan.
To have no timidity in what you do, to have the faith to stand strong, even in the midst of change. And it takes a warrior. It takes
it
a
does.
Strong woman of God, Nan, to be placed in a situation where there can sometimes be animosity, there can be jealousy, I mean, there's just all kinds of things that can throw us off guard, because it throws us into Satan wants to throw us into a situation where we lose faith, that we lose the assurance of, that God is with us. And I just want to encourage you, Nan, to draw closer to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith is going to bring you through this, through this next school year. You're going to be on fire for God like you have never been before. And he is preparing your heart for something that you don't even see coming. I don't see it coming, but it's just, it will flow out of you like water. It will flow out of the springs. Out of your mouth will come the springs of living water. And I believe that that is encouraging you to get in the Word, stay in it, receive it, and know that God has something beautiful for you, girl. I'm telling you now, I mean, I can see it and feel it in my spirit. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I guess it's the Holy Spirit.
It's got the Holy Spirit.
And it's giving, you are giving life to people that you have no idea who you're touching. And that's the way he wants all of us to act through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Is that, you know, you think, why do you have, you know, it's just like, Lord, why do you have me here? But I can see day by day that I've got to hang on. I've got to fight it out. I've got to stay strong in the spirit. I've got to put on my armor. I've got to stay strong, because we are in the positions that we are for a reason. We may not see it now. We may not get that reward till we get to heaven. But he has us in the place where we are right now to be able to do what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And that is right from God. Go, Nan, go. That is right on, Betty.
Betty, thank you. That's all I can say. Just thank you.
You know, it's so important that we as servants of the Lord, especially on these shows, are very much guided by the Holy Spirit. And that's what this show is all about, to let God have a format, a place where he can speak through to different situations, different people, through what we have to share. I've been going through a really difficult time for a few months now in an area of my life. And it's this week I have felt like, as I've spent time in the Word, especially today, and got the reassurance that God's got this situation under control. When we are in these difficult moments in our lives, no matter what the area is, it's a matter of drawing close to him. You know, draw me close to you, Lord. Draw me close. Lord, I just want you to pull and tug on my heart. I want you to speak to me like never before. I want you to reassure me. I want you to remind me. Let's pray for our listeners right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up the people scattered around this globe, wherever they are and whoever they are, whether they're listening live or later to this show. Lord, that this moment in time will be a moment when they draw close to you and they decide that they need your help in their situation, that they cannot go it alone, that they cannot just be strong and gut up and go again and whatever, but that they need you, that they will draw close to you in a mighty way. God, I proclaim it and declare it over our audience, that they will desire you in their lives like never before, that there would be a need for you that just wells up on the inside of them, that they would say, I need you, oh, I need you. That would be the song of their heart. Oh, God, I need you. That's the song of my heart today. God, I need you. Lord, I need you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Let that be the prayer of our listeners, whoever they are. Lord, we need you. We trust you for each moment of each day. We give you the burden, the problem, whatever it is that you're carrying right now, dear one. Give it to him. You can't fix it, but he can. You can't figure out what to do about it, but he can. So give it to him like I did this morning one more time. Just give it to him. I need you, Lord, I need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you. Thank you, Lord, in advance for touching these hearts and lives, including the three of us right now. In your precious name. Amen and amen. Can you talk, Nan?
Just as Betty gave me a word just a moment ago, and that was ordained of God. Just as that was ordained of God, so are the things that are said. Betty made mention that, you know, someone may be listening and say, I remember that scripture that lady read, you know, and it was talking about what she'd read, the Lord led her to read. You know, that's what this show's all about. You know, Betty was able to specifically speak to me because we're all here. But what is also said throughout this radio show is for the people who are listening. There may be one nugget of something, just one nugget that means so much to them. That is God speaking to you. Listener, whether it's now or whether it's later, whatever nugget or nuggets that you've gotten from this, that was God speaking directly to you. You know, there can be 10 of us set in a sermon, 20 of us set under sermon, and we all may walk away with something different because it's whatever the Lord moves and is applicable to what we need to hear right now. That's what we hear. So your same sermon, 20 different things come out of that sermon. And that's the way it is with this radio show. The things that come out, you know, what Sally may get, Joe may get something else, or Billy may get something else, you know. And that's so ordained of God. That's just the way he works. So I want to encourage the listeners that is God speaking
that is,
directly to
yes,
them.
Yes, amen and amen. You're right on there, Betty.
Oh. I believe that we need to turn off the world and listen to what God has for us.
Amen and amen. Easier said than done, but yes, I agree.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of us have turned a deaf ear to what God has wanted us to do. He wants us to live the promises that he has given us. I think that, I'm again, back into Hebrews, it says the promise of arrival and rest is still there for God's people. It says that God himself is at rest, and at the end of the journey, we'll surely rest with God. So let's keep it and eventually arrive at the place of rest. And I think that that's where people are so hurriedly trying to rush through life on a thread. And I think that once we take that thread and we double it, and we talk about, there's somewhere in the Bible it talks about the cords of our life and how those cords, as we draw closer to God, that we will find that our peace and our rest has arrived. The peace that we have so searched for over the last few weeks and months,
yes,
has arrived. And I think that we have to believe, we have to trust, we have to have the faith that comes with that. And as you trust, your faith increases. As you quit listening to what the devil is trying to tell you, and you trust in the promises of God,
amen,
which, you know, Pastor Marcia has given to us through the Facebook post, through the word of a lot of the radio shows over the past few weeks, is that we have got to keep renewing those promises, and we've got to quit testing God. We have got to give him full control over our lives. Sometimes it is not easy. It is not easy for me to say, God, I need help with my finances. God, I need help with my health. I have struggled, and this is a personal testimony, I have struggled with my health for the last 40-some years, And I keep believing, I keep trusting God. God, where, what am I doing wrong? Where am I messing up? And, you know, I've repented so many times. And he says, you don't have to do that, Betty Lou. Just trust me.
Amen.
And that's what he's telling us, is that Amen. That promise is arriving. And we have to rest and be still and know that he is God and that he is going to take care of us. No matter the circumstances of what we feel or see, God is working mightily in me, in you, Pastor, in Nan, in all of our listeners, and all of the people who need that burst of encouragement, is that God is for you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen?
So well said, and so right on. And let this song minister to you by the group Selah. You raise me up, because that's what he wants to do for you right now.
When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong. Shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be.
God Almighty, that is what you do. You raise us up out of defeat, out of depression, out of sickness and disease. You raise us up to be more than we can be on our own strength. We just can't do it. You lift us up, mighty God. You are so amazing. You know every single one of us. You created us just the way we are. You know our weaknesses. You know our strengths. You know our anxieties. You know our doubts. You know our fears. And Lord, you raise us up by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that that listener that is so down and discouraged right now will be raised up into newness of life right now. That listener that is battling cancer in their bodies, that that cancer be gone in Jesus' name. We break the power of it. We break the power of the curse of cancer over their body right now in Jesus' name. And we breathe life and speak life and healing to that body. Lord, for those that are so financially bound up and in lack and poverty, we break the curse of poverty and a lack over them right now. And we speak abundance and prosperity into their life. For the one, Lord, that has suffered the stroke, we ask that you would renew them, that you would bring strength to their limbs, that they will have movement in their hands and in their arms and in their legs, that they would again be able to walk and talk correctly. To that one that's been given a bad diagnosis, a serious diagnosis, we break the power of those words and we breathe life and health and wholeness into that individual right now. And so, Lord, we ask you to raise us up, every one of us, by the power of your Holy Spirit into newness of life. This we pray and this we agree on. In Jesus' name, amen. Talk to us, Nan.
I'd like to read a poem that God gave me earlier in the show, and it seems now is when I'm supposed to read it.
Okay,
let's go. Precious child, look to me. Trust that I am in control. You may not see the answer, but I am making you whole. I love you with an everlasting love. You are so special to my heart. Little one, trust that I'm in control. From you, I will never depart. Praise me with all that is within you. Chin up. It will be okay. You don't see the answers now, but you will see it. Oh, what a brighter day. I am working all things together for you. Look to me while praising me. Of the challenges that you face, you will indeed be set free.
Great. Send it to me, please. And then any of you out there that want that poem, that's a great poem straight from God. Just email me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. If you'd like to know more about our ministry at Beacon of Hope, you can go to our website, bohmglobal.com. Betty, we're getting to that point here where we need some final words from both of you. Kind of sum up what you'd like to say to our audience today.
Oh, most definitely. I'd like to read for the final scripture today is out of Hebrews. Again, 4 verses 14 through 15.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm going to read it out of the NIV.
Okay.
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who is Jesus Christ, who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.
Amen.
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Good stuff. Love it. Great verses right there. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, it's just one of those things that we have the confidence and we have the ability to walk right up to Jesus and say, hey, I need you.
Right.
Can you help me out here? And I mean, it can be as simplistic. You don't have to be knowledgeable. You don't have to know the scriptures inside and out to be able to talk to Jesus. He is willing and able to meet you right where you are and be able to help you with whatever circumstances or problem that you have, because he knows your problem and he's willing to meet you there right where you are.
Amen. Woo. Praise God. Betty, it's always a joy to have you on, and God bless you. And we will continue to pray for this job for Megan and husband Ben, and believe God for the perfect place. So thank you very much, Betty, for being on today. God bless you. Nan, talk to us.
Well, what the closing comment I want to leave with is where we've been reading in Genesis 15. And to remind people to read that. If their face is low, read that. Just read that, how God promised that to him, and that he would have many, many, you know, offspring, and to count the stars. I mean, that's like, wow, that many?
That's a lot.
that many children, that's a lot. And grandkids and great-grandkids. But in verse 6, where it said Abraham believed.
He believed God.
The Lord. Yes, and I want to encourage them to, child, believe the Lord.
That's it. Right there. That's the essence of it. Thank you, Nan and Betty. We encourage you to listen to these shows again and again. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and you can see the shows there. At the end of each month, we put them there. But they're also right here on tantalknetwork.com on the podcast. Go to Living the Good Life. Also, Starcom Radio Network every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern. You can listen to this show again this Saturday and Sunday. StarcomRadioNetwork.com, and they pick up our shows and carry them in about 36 or 37 cities across the U.S. and in several countries. So we just encourage you to listen to the Word of God. The more you get these concepts down on the inside of you, the stronger you will become. If you want to give financially for our radio broadcasts here and the ones in Mexico, just go to our website, bohmglobal.com. The bottom of the homepage, go to donations. It'll open up PayPal, and you can give financially for these broadcasts to get the Word of God out there. God bless every single one of you. We always love being on the air with you every single Sunday afternoon live. We look forward to it every week. Join us again next week at 3:00 Eastern Time. And again, you can go to tantalknetwork.com to podcast Living the Good Life, and you will be able to hear this show again in a few hours. God bless every one of you. It's not far to Jesus. He is right there. God bless you. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Betty Thomas in Connersville, Indiana, Nan Watson right here in Tampa, Florida, bringing you the Word of God this week. God bless you. See you next week, 3:00. Have a good week.
It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for